Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, February 21st, 2014. I'm back from New York. I'm extremely tired because there's a lot of meetings you gotta have when you go to New York for Toy Fair. If you didn't know, you might have 10, 11, 12 in a day. It's a little exhausting. But the important thing is it's done. We met a lot of great people and a lot of great business. And with any luck, we're going to sell a ton of fantastic toys in 2014. Heck, we're off to a great start. Let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, Lego Movie was number one again, $49.8 million. About Last Night was number two, $25.6 million. RoboCop, the remake, was number three with $21.7 million. The Monuments Men, number 4, $15.5 million. Endless Love rounded out the top 5, $13.3 million. New this week, Pompeii, 3 Days to Kill, In Secret, and others. In the news, Dane DeHaan will be the Green Goblin in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and pictures are out of the character in costume this week. Star Wars Rebels characters are making the rounds after Toy Fair. Numerous short character videos are being posted online as well. Of note, they have two lead lady characters so far, which is more than pretty much any other Star Wars property, since the Ewoks cartoon in 1985 had Nissa and Latara. The action figures look quite good. I was at Hasbro's press event in New York. I have to say the vehicles were particularly striking. The 3¼-inch figures were also quite excellent. They're going to be Saga Legends style. It looks like a true, proper kids' Star Wars toy line, which is why I'm in this hobby in the first place, and why I went from this hobby to this job. So for me, it's right up my alley. I recommend checking them out. LEGO announced a Ninjago movie is coming. Also, the much-promised-slash-threatened Anchorman 2 Special Edition is coming out. The director mentioned there was so much extra footage they had an alternate joke for almost every scene. Well, they're going to release that. February 28th, it'll have an R rating. Apparently, all the gags have been replaced. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Jump on in-stock figures right now and get some free shipping. Order $75 worth of free stock anything at Entertainment Earth, and we are not going to charge you 1 cent for shipping in the United States. Overseas, we don't have this offer at this time. Be sure to check out new statues, action figures, lunchboxes, water bottles, and so much more. If you need a t-shirt, and you need a bunch of them, now's a good time. Granted, I was just in New York. Don't need a t-shirt there. A little chilly. In Phoenix, it's looking to be in the 70s and 80s this week. And in Simi Valley, California, which was where we are located, you will find that the weather is correct if you didn't click the wrong link on your browser. It's 64 degrees there today. It's going to be close to 80. So it's a good time to buy some shirts. So get free shipping on whatever it is you want from entertainmentearth.com right now. You can tell them Adam sent you. It won't get you anything, but it's something you can do during checkout for fun. Why not? Something, you know. And that's all I got there. So buy something, won't you? Thank you. Toy news. It's a big deal for toy news. We posted a ton of new photos last week. Maybe you've seen them. If you haven't, check out our Funko reaction figures on the site. Just type in Funko and reaction. Spell both of those words correctly, and you will see Back to the Future, Universal Monsters, Buffy, Goonies, Crow, Firefly, Pulp Fiction, Jason, Freddy, and other horror figures, to name a few, in 3¾-inch 1980s Kenner Star Wars style. They're pretty fantastic. I saw them up close. There's going to be a Jane with a hat. I have a picture. It's going to happen. And we're going to see, these are about 10 bucks each. I think they're great. I already pre-ordered one of each, and I'm looking forward to them shipping. At Toy Fair, what do we have? Kotobukiya showed off a lot of pretty girl statues, including Jason and Freddy as girls. Yes, those Jasons and Freddys, you're aware of what I'm speaking. You have to see it. The artwork was there, not the actual statues. New Star Wars statues like Han Solo and Chewbacca, plus Luke and Leia, were shown in early forms. Han and Chewie were an unpainted statue sample, while Luke and Leia was just a little card. Marvel's Jubilee from X-Men was shown as well, in the same flat, papery format. It looks nice. Cuddle Barn has the license for Little Bub, another internet-famous cat. This one has a talk show. DC Collectibles has Batman the Animated Series and new Batman Adventures figures coming from the 1990s cartoons. These look to be fantastic. Early 1990s Catwoman and later 1990s Batman were shown. Other characters have been promised. Who, I can't say, but it got me pretty excited. DC Comics Bombshells will expand their statue line with Zatanna. The Biker Girl Catwoman statue is still coming. It's being reworked and will be resolicited soon. and there's a Da Vinci-inspired Batman figure from a DC MMO on the way. It looks like another good year for DC collectibles, even if animated Mr. Freeze, sadly, was not on display in the showroom. Diamond Select Toys will make select figures from Kill Bill and Pulp Fiction, which is freaking awesome. They're 6 inches, they're super articulated, they're great. They also already announced Sin City figures, and we'll talk more about Diamond next week. Mattel confirmed their 6-inch run of DC Universe Classics will basically come to an end with some Superpowers repaints and Mr. Mistlepitalik, something like that. He's a newly tooled figure. The other Superpowers figures will come on classic Kennerish cards and will be repaints. Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Riddler. There's some cool stuff here. He-Man continues with a new 7-figure mini subscription for Club Etheria to round out She-Ra characters, including Lighthope. If for any reason it doesn't make a sub-goal, Mattel assured us those figures will be pushed into next year's subscription. Mezco announced Texty Bears, which say things like LOL or LMAO on their t-shirts. They also confirmed Breaking Bad will continue and will expand to include more than one flavor of the Jesse Pinkman action figure to go with your Walter White. The booth also gave away Walter White figures to a couple of lucky VIPs. Sadly, I was not one of them, but it still looked pretty cool. I did get a picture. New pre-orders this week include... Oh, if you missed this, you gotta get this. Mattel's TV Batmobile for the 1966 6-inch deluxe action figures is due in May. You can order it right now. If you were at San Diego Comic-Con, you bought it from Entertainment Earth's booth. You might have seen it in Toys R Us late last year. Either way, it's a nifty little vehicle. I got a review on the podcast now, I guess, since we can sell it. And, yeah, it's, we'll talk about it later. But it's there. RoboCop's 7-inch Ultra Deluxe action figure with a jetpack and assault cannon will be coming from NECA if you like old-school RoboCop. And don't forget, we have new-school RoboCop from Jada Toys on our site right now. Check site for availability. And that's all I got for this week. I gotta get back to work because I was out for several days. And, you know, even though I was out working, that doesn't mean all the work got done. So, gonna go do that. Talk to you guys next week. Have a delightful weekend if you're not snowed in somewhere.